What's going on? Welcome back to another one of our fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. In today's episode, I want to talk about how to find joy in what you do. And really, the honest truth is if you're running a business, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, you're not always going to enjoy what you're doing. You're not going to enjoy the actual work of some of the day-to-day things that you have to do to build and grow a business, right? You're not going to enjoy writing content. You're not going to enjoy recording videos. You're not going to enjoy necessarily managing your team, having hard talks with people, building systems, writing out SOPs, documenting things, and training people, and holding people accountable, and having to reinvest into your business and learn new skills and put on all these different hats and all these different things that makes running a business and being an entrepreneur extremely difficult. So the way that I find joy is by having the right framework and creating the right frame for why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. All right, so one of our core company value is big picture focused. So we focus on the big picture and what we're building towards, and we're willing to sacrifice short-term pleasure for the long-term satisfaction of bringing the big picture to life and making the vision a reality. So when I'm stuck doing some tedious stuff or doing things that I don't particularly enjoy, I think about how is this going to help me? How is this helping us get towards the big picture, right? And I remember the big picture. I remember like what I'm doing now is just a temporary sacrifice for that long-term satisfaction that we're going to achieve, that I'm going to have once we kind of get to this place or build this company into its potential. So that's really how I find joy in what I'm doing is I think about the big picture. And then I also understand that the season that I'm in. So core company value number one is big picture focus. Value number two is we're shit eaters, literally shit eaters. In fact, we have an entire list in our company. It's called the shit list. It's how everything's going wrong in the business. All the shit that's going wrong, how shit's hitting the fan, how we're getting sprayed by all the shit that's hitting the fan, and what we need to do to fix it. So for me, I've just enjoyed the process of eating a gargantuous mouthful of shit to build the business to where it needs to be. So that's really what it is. I've learned to find joy in the shit eating, in the eating of the shit, and not necessarily in the doing of the thing. If that makes sense. That's how I frame it. And that's how I condition and I train our team to look at the difficulties and the challenges that we run into in the business. Like there's no way you're going to find joy in every single thing that you're doing in your business. If you think that you are only going to be doing things that you enjoy in the business, you're living in a Hollywood fantasy and you probably haven't built big business yet. You're always going to be doing things that you don't enjoy, but it's how do you frame it and understanding like what season that you're in that particular time and what you're building towards. So for me, I am big picture focused. I don't allow myself to be distracted by, there's so many things that try to distract me from the big picture of what I'm trying to build, right? There's a lot of things, there's a lot of people wanting to distract me. And there's certain situations that people orchestrate specifically designed to try and get your eye off the mission. So for me, I'm big picture focused. I'm laser focused on like, what are we building towards? Where are we going and the direction that we're going, being directionally correct. I don't care like to do everything right now. I just want to know that we're going in the right direction in general. That's all I care about. And then number two, we're shit eaters. This is what we do. We eat shit to build the business. And so the sooner you can come to terms with that, and the sooner you can enjoy the process building the business and doing the thing to make your vision reality, the sooner you can just enjoy that process, faster you're going to find enjoyment in your work. So many people think they have to enjoy the thing that they're doing. But if you focus on just enjoying the process of what it's doing, what it takes to reach your goals, not only are you going to enjoy it more, but you're going to reach your goals a lot faster than you think because you're not sitting here being miserable the entire time. And then to give you context on why I have this attitude, I spent a total of 8 years of my life now in a third world country where we did not have running water, didn't have a toilet didn't have a pot to piss in essentially. There's a hole out in the back of the village that you essentially do your business in, and then you wipe your butt with leaves. I've had to eat maggots in my life. I have to eat snails. I have to eat termites. I've had to walk miles and miles just to get clean water to drink. I've had to do a lot of hard things. And I'm just sorry, like, the things that people bitch and moan about in the United States, it just doesn't compare to any of that stuff. It just doesn't compare. Like, what I'm doing now, and people are like, why do you work so hard? I'm like, truth be told, what I'm doing right now is nowhere close to as hard as some of the things I've already experienced in the past. So I would take this hard, like this level of difficulty of what I'm doing now, over that level of difficulty of living in a village, third world country, without basic necessities that you need for human life. So if you are having a hard time finding joy in what you do, you probably honestly just need to suck it up and change your frame and how you're looking at it. You got to enjoy the process. Enjoy what you're doing, because as somebody who has lived and experienced what it's like to be in a completely worse situation, I can tell you right now, if you're watching this video, if you're in a first world country, you have 24/7 electricity, you don't worry about drinking like water, you have access to water, you have access to internet, and you have access to all these things, I'll tell you right now, your life is not that hard. It just isn't. You may have had some rough traumatic experiences and all that stuff, but your life is really not that hard. And you have opportunities for days. So instead of wasting it complaining about the fact that you don't enjoy what you're doing, figure out where you're trying to go, get yourself directionally correct and going generally towards a big picture of where you want to be, and then come to terms with the fact that you are likely a shit eater too, and make it one of your core values, so that when you get to eating shit, you understand that it just is just a part of the process. And that's why I frame it the way that I do with our team. And that's why our team is such, I love my team. They're really hard workers. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get our client results and to build the business. Because we're big picture focused, and we've all come to the fact and come to the terms with the fact that we are shit eaters, so we might as well enjoy the shit that we have to eat. So hope you find that helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Deuces.